Blog Talk Radio.
How's it going, everybody? This is your host, Brother Carson, here on Mad Dash Radio, here for blogtalkradio.com. I'm glad you guys are here today. I hope everybody's Valentine's Day was nice and everybody got what they needed, box of chocolate, roses, anything like that for your loved one. You know, just even if it was just you and your parents, you know, just I'm just glad that we are still alive today and able to celebrate a holiday like that. But before we get into the topic, which will be Christians with issues, we're going to be talking about our Tuesday night support meeting, which is tonight at 5 o'clock. We will be located on 3026 Fourth Avenue, South Minneapolis. Is that correct, Gil?
Yes, that's correct, Brother Alex.
All right. So we're going to be talking about Christian issues today, and I wanted to have this interview with you, Gil, because you had this idea for this particular website, but we can't talk about the website because it's not up yet. But you had this idea to start this site, and I wanted to get your insight on why did you come up with this idea, and what type of issues what you say is plaguing the church right now, Gil?
Well, a lot of issues that I feel is plaguing the church, Brother Alex, is the lack of communication. I'm talking about effective communication. You know, a lot of people get caught up on the dogma, you know what I'm saying, the constant repetition of the spoken words, you know what I'm saying, where it starts to lose its value. You know what I'm saying? It starts to lose its healing and its magical powers, you know what I'm saying, that the word has in the transformation of lives, you know? That I think that,
right.
you know, that when I was coming up in the church and stuff, you know, I was really scared. When I first came into the church, it was like my first active memory of coming into the church was like when I was like 5 years old. And, you know, before I go in there, you know what I'm saying, my mom always give me a piece of peppermint to put in my pocket, you know what I'm saying? She give me a nickel to put off to Sunday school and stuff, you know what I'm saying? And when we was going, it was this big aura you was going into and stuff, you know what I'm saying? People was like, this is on the main line, you know, all that old stuff, you know what I'm saying? And I used to be scared, you know what I'm saying, because all the old people would be all together and stuff, you know what I'm saying? And I'd always be squashed in between my auntie and my mother. Both of them was big women, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, they was always pulling on me, and they was, you know, they started making the different gyrations and all this other stuff, man, you know what I'm saying? And I was caught up on the music, and I was looking around at all the other people trying to watch the other little kids and that type of stuff, man, you know what I'm saying? So nothing, you know, was penetrating to me, man, you know what I'm saying? So as I grew up, I started to lay up, you know, and doing my own personal discernment of spirituality, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, and God was just a God to me, you know what I'm saying? He has no relevancy or nothing like that there and stuff, you know what I'm saying? I still had questions in my life and stuff that I couldn't talk to my parents about because my family was old school Mississippians, you know what I'm saying? They came in from, you know what I'm saying, the hell and brimstone era and stuff. You're saying, well, God was always punishing the sinners and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Anything did, you know what I'm saying? If you brought a ball in the Sunday school, you would go to hell. If you told a lie, you was going to hell. If you did this, you was going to hell. If you played with yourself, you was going to hell. And if you had premarital sex, you was going to hell. And if you didn't go up and get on time for go to work, you was going to hell. If you drunk alcohol, you was going to hell. And if you argued with your mother and disagreed with your father, you was going to hell. You know, everything was leading you to hell. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I didn't want no part of that, you know. So I was just thinking about opening up a chat line, where Christians can actually speak what's on their mind, man, because, you know, you got people in the church that actually love God. They love the vision of God. You know what I'm saying? They love the whole totality of God. You know what I'm saying? They want a personal relationship with God, but they have earthly problems. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You got people in the church dealing with pornography. We got people in the church dealing with bigamy. We We got people in the church, man, saying dealing with incest. We got people in the church, man, saying dealing with curse move, spirits. We got people in the church, man, saying that's addicted to cigarettes. That's addicted to all type of forms of substances, man. You know what I'm saying? And they scared
right.
to talk to people because they don't want the stigmatization that the brethren in the body of the church is going to lay up, you know what I'm saying, and bring them to the condemnation. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
so
right.
We need. I wanted to open up a chat line with real Christians. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That can, who understand that God is a merciful and loving God. That He says, "Come
right.
as you are." You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
Pick your cross up, not my cross. Don't pick mine up. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Don't try to understand guilt. You know what I'm saying? Pick your cross up. You know what I'm saying? And come
right.
on to the foot of Calvary. You know what I'm saying? That's what you know. That's what I want to lay up here and establish on this website.
And
you
know what? And it's
going to talk.
Oh yeah, it's going to be a great thing too because number one, you know, as far as like young adults, I can envision not only adults but even young adult Christians who might have these questions that can't be answered by. Sometimes the pastors don't answer the questions. Sometimes there's questions that, you know, we may have as young Christians that pastors may not answer correctly or they'll talk around it or, you know, but to be real about it, you know, to have a non-opinionated answers that's just strictly from the Word of God to penetrate somebody's soul. If I had a question, you know, that suffices as well because, number one, I don't have to you know, depend on your opinion or, you know, have to worry about you leading me to the wrong way. I can just worry about just the word of God actually telling me exactly what I need to hear or what I need to know, rather. You know what I mean? So I think this thing that you're creating is going to be a great thing for a lot of young Christians and for, you know, older adults. And for you to be running it, it's going to be a great thing.
Yeah, see what I want, like, man, we have powerful young people here in Minneapolis, man, and all over the state of Minnesota, you know what I'm saying? And they need a platform in order to lay up here and reach as many people as they possibly can to the sound of their voices, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, you first brought to the Word by hearing the Word, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you, in order to lay up here and bring any form of vitality and vigor, you know, vigoration and stuff to a situation, you got to put some power into it. You know what I'm saying? And our youth got a lot of power. Our young adults got a lot of power. See, we got people coming up in the church that's being instructed by misinformed people. Because see, the church today. You know, it's holding on to more of a responsibility to keep the word pure. You know what I'm saying, Alex? You know, when Paul first entered the temple, Paul's biggest fight was with the church because he was trying to get the church to understand the simplicity of the teaching of Jesus Christ.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? That all that other rhetoric and all that other articulations and all that other explanations, man, saying about these 900 syllable words and all this stuff, man, saying that's supposed to come about to describe a very simple man. Jesus was a very simple man. He used simple, everyday, ordinary objects to explain and illustrate the parables in which he used the people to understand what he was talking about. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
He didn't make it complicate this here. That's why he told the Pharisees and the Sadducees and stuff, and saying that y'all are keeping up the people away from God. You done laid up here all these pitfalls, man, you know what I'm saying? All these rules and regulations, man, saying, and all these different denominations and all these other things and stuff, you're saying, are starting to hinder the people's ability to understand and perceive who God truly is. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
God is here in your midst, and you can't even apprehend what God is trying to tell you, and I'm right here with you. You see what I'm saying?
Right, right.
So I'm saying that if we have a site where kids and young adults can come and be instructed, you know what I'm saying, given the freedom
right.
and the autonomy to say whatever it is that's affecting them. Man, we got Christians that are living in drug-infested homes. We got our young sheep, man, saying our young lambs, man, that's living in industrious homes. You know what I'm saying? Homes that's a fornications, man. You know what I'm saying? We living in we got our kids and stuff that's saying it's being victimized, man, saying by the commercialization of our religion. You know what I'm saying? We got
right.
kids that are being victimized, man, saying by the commercialization and stuff, you're saying, of the materials and stuff that's going into their minds, man. You know what I'm saying? And in these fertile grounds, man, saying, lies the work of Satan. And I'm not trying to be paranoid or anything like that there, man. I'm not beating the drum of desperation or anything like that. The Bible says that my people die from lack of what? Of knowledge,
right.
man.
Right.
You said we have got to start teaching the babies, not preaching at them. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They already understand, man, saying the vastness of the obscurities and the pitfalls and all that other
right.
stuff, man, saying that's out there that's victimizing them and stuff that's preying on them. The Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and wickedness in high places. We've got to start teaching
right.
our children self-defense, man, of those principalities.
Amen. Wow. And you know what? I like how you stated that. Self-defense, spiritual self-defense, maybe that can be a chapter within, you know, the site that we're going to build on. You know, before we talk about more of that, because we haven't actually made the site yet, what we're going to do then is anybody who's listening to the show and, you know, you are that Christian who has some issues, instead of going to that site, what you're going to do is just make sure you just contact us on the Mad Dads, MinneapolisMadDads.org, and contact somebody there, and we can have Gil respond to you and talk to you, and once we get that site going, we have a link on MinneapolisMadDads.org. So, and, you know, one thing that I've found appealing as far as to the Word of God, as far as what worked for me and what I see working for a lot of kids at Zion Baptist Church, is when our pastor emeritus, when he talks about who we are, he goes back in history and talk about our lineage, and it's really, you know, it's really good to hear about where we come from. And he also makes a valid point that a lot of times that, you know, we get destroyed, you know, in the midst of today's society because we lose our history. So I think a major part of preaching the gospel, not necessarily preaching, but getting the young people to understand the gospel is mainly telling them where they come from, because a lot of times young people do not know where they come from. And this is evident by what's going on today, you know, little guys sagging their jeans and, you know, showing off their butt cheeks everywhere they walk, young girls doing the same, you know. Dressing very, very scandalous, or, you know, not having much sense at all. A lot of our young people, or black people in general, that I've noticed, you know, just out in the populace, we seem to be very, very, very miseducated, not educated at all, or just not knowing much of anything, or, you know, proper English. You know, a lot of that stuff is dying off because we are losing our history.
That's true, you know, and I'm glad you touched on that, Alex, man, because, like, and I have to go back again, you know, to the, when they say go back in time, man, you say when our grandmothers and our grandfathers, you know, took pride in sitting us down and saying, hey, boy, that's your auntie this is your father's cousin on this side of the family. You know what I'm saying? And,
right.
You know, and things was retro to the point where they wanted you to understand the richness and the vastness of your heritage because it was important, you know? Today, the helter-skelter relationships that we're seeing develop amongst our young people is built straightly on flush. You know, if it feels good, do it. You know, if it feels good, experiment with it. You know, and all these experiments have been reproducing all these young kids, these babies that we see, kids having kids, you know?
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is that, you know, condemnation has to come out from our education of our kids. We can no longer lay up here and focus on flesh and blood. You know what
That's
I'm saying?
Right.
Because, see, we understand the frailties of flesh and blood. We understand the limitations of flesh and blood. We understand the vulnerabilities and stuff, you're saying, that comes with being flesh and blood. So what we have to lay up here and start doing as the body of Christ is getting people to understand our Father and what
That's
his
right.
purpose was. We've got to get a personal relationship established between our children and God.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to make them understand that a $5 billion church building is not the church. That's a building.
Right.
The church is an embodiment of the people who exist within the building.
That's right.
You know, so we have to lay up here and start distinguishing our articulation to our children. Well, we don't talk down at them. You know what I'm saying? Well, we like what Jesus told, he said, let the little children come to me. That as parents and as adults and as Christians, we must learn to suffer the little children. That means we got to learn to suffer their questioning. We got to learn to let them suffer their curiosity. You know what I'm saying? We got to learn to suffer their stumbling. You know what I'm saying? Because they're going to stumble in this walk. We stumbled. You know what I'm saying? So if we don't lay up here and start teaching our children the way they have to go, not giving them choices, we must lay up here and re-educate. You know what I'm saying? We have to re-educate our children as to who God really is and to what effect he has upon their lives. You know?
Right.
Because the devil has succeeded in having people to believe that God is somehow some type of mystery person.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
So we have to start bringing the humanity back into Christ. We have to bring the love of Christ back into the forefront of our communication with our children.
Definitely. And when you just mentioned that, I just thought about something that I've seen just the other day. Me and my brother, my brother, he likes to watch 106 in Park, which is the program on BET where they show music videos, top 10, and all this stuff.
A cartoon?
No, you're talking about the dance show. Yeah, it's a music video show where they show top 10 music videos, songs, and stuff like that, and, you know, interviews and whatnot. And we was watching that, and there was one particular song from an artist named DJ Khaled, and he had an artist, T-Pain and Rick Ross, and another artist named Plies. They made this song, and one of the first verses that, you know, before this particular rapper, you know, begins to rap, the first thing he said is, forgive me of my sins. You know, talking to the Lord. And it's like, well, right after he talks about that, he goes on to rap about material things, you know, what kind of car he's driving, you know, him pushing drugs and all that stuff. My thing is, I feel like society is desensitizing who God is, just like you were talking about. Society is very much desensitizing the Almighty. If I can say that, of God, they're desensitizing how powerful he is. They're not making relevance of how powerful or how he is. They don't treat him as the Most High. For the most part, they treat him as if he's just an overseer of this earth, you know, always content with somebody doing their thing, and that's just not the case. You know, you can do bad things and you can repent and you can be changed over. But you do not, you know, do these bad things and just say, Lord, forgive me my sins, and then continue on to do these bad things or not trying to change your life as if God is okay with you being a hustler. You know what I mean? And I think the kids got this wrong idea because of, you know, again, media desensitizing the all power, the almighty of God. You know what I mean? It's just a, it's a shame. You know, it's an effect that it's just making us go downhill.
And you're quite right about that, Alex. It's, you know, it's like, you know, this society that we presently reside in, man. You know, you can do the most stupidest thing on earth and get recognized for it, become a celebrity for shooting a nail in your foot, or just stapling your head to a board, or jumping off a fifth floor window into a garbage dump. You know what I'm saying? You get rewarded and get all type of accolades and stuff you stand for from your viewing uh-huh. public and all this other stuff. Get all type of celebrity status and all that stuff, man, for anything simple, stupid, and ignorant, you know?
Right.
But the things, man, saying that brings about growth, life, and vitality to our youth, to our communities and stuff, these things are being suppressed. You know,
mm-hmm.
they're making it where it's not an end thing to lay up, you know what I'm saying, and be identified as a Christian. You know?
Right.
It's not the end thing, you know, like they the later people, you know, saying, and as the church, as the body of Christ, we have segregated ourselves, you know, in our own egotism, into being the most prolific speaker, you know. It's not being a prolific teacher, it's being the prolific speaker.
Right.
You know, So all these different personalities, man, that's prevailing in the body of Christ today are all individualized egos that the fields they done laid up here and got bigger than what the, you know, the objectivity is.
All right.
Than what the objectivity is. The objectivity is getting to be a personal relationship with Christ. You know?
Right.
What we have got to start pushing in our churches, in our communities, in our schools, you know? We
mm-hmm.
have to live and start emphasizing the power of the blood of Jesus. And we've got to be, as Christians,
that's
we
right.
have got to understand that the stigmatization that's put on your spiritual growth and your spiritual maturity is a stigmatization that you're putting on yourself. Because the Bible says, as Christians, as responsible Christians, that we're supposed to fellowship and share our testimonies with each other. And that
right.
is to show we can understand that we are no different, that we're not going through this thing by ourselves individually. We're not laying up,
right.
you know, you're not suffering this type of affliction by yourself. A lot of people are waiting on to hear, you know what I'm saying, that freedom. The Lord says, man, saying, the truth shall set you free. So when you
that's
are
right.
laying out there, you're suppressing something that's hurting you. You're suppressing something that's psychologically destroying you. You're suppressing
right.
something that's spiritually corrupting you, because you can lay up here and love Christ with all your strength and with all your might, but you're still holding on to this little thing because you think that this little thing is going to hold you from Christ. Christ said it's not a valley low enough or a mountain
right.
high enough that it would separate you from the love of Christ. Nothing.
That's right.
So these things have got to be reemphasized into our children. To let them understand
right.
the love of
right.
God is the thing that they need in order to cure what they have that's inflicting them.
Amen. And I got a question here on the chat line here. Somebody from G-Man357 are asking, what do you feel about spiritual leaders that are in the media who would mess up? He's asking who would mess up, do sinful things and get caught up and, you know, come back on TV and apologize, or, you know, or things are just looked over as if nothing happened. This is a question from G-Man357. I'm guessing what he's asking is, like, for example, the whole that recent incident that happened with that one pastor. What was his name? Anyway, he got caught up with homosexual activity, and you know, it was nothing big about it, and you know, pretty much they just kind of shrugged it off like nothing happened. I understand totally what he's talking about. What do you feel about that, Gil?
Hey, G-Man G-357, right? Right now, man, I can't really give you an uncensored opinion of what I have to say about that subject, because right now we're on Mad Dash Talk Radio. But once we get our sight up, well, Christians with issues, we're going to be to discuss those type of things in depth. And you know, but to answer your question, man, I'm appalled at it. You know, I understand you know what it was, you know, the situation, but the Bible speaks on that, man. The Bible says, man, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's not about him. It's not, you see when the devil is a crafty adversary, and we got to understand him, man. You know what I'm saying? His whole job is, anytime a man can stand up there and you ask him, say, man, where you going? He said, man, I'm roaming the earth. I'm going here and there. What are you doing? I'm roaming, trying to seek who I can destroy. I'm trying to seek who I can kill. You know what I'm saying? I'm seeking who I can steal from. So when he's you know, we're fighting the adversary, man, saying that's trying to kill, steal, and destroy us, man. He's trying to steal and destroy our everlasting life with Lord Jesus Christ. You know what I'm saying?
That's
so,
right.
So the method, the mythology, man, saying of his method is that he will use any trick. You know what I'm saying? We have people inside the body, man. We have people who are proclaiming that they're going to be this and they're going to be that. You know what I'm saying? And you know, and this is the war. The Bible says that the saints shall not be made fools of. He's not, God is not going to allow us not to see who that man is. You see what I'm saying?
That's right.
You know, these are the issues that we're talking about, we want to discuss on Christians with issues, because
right. I think that's
those are relevant questions that you have, and like Alex is saying, that the line is not up, right, the site is not up right now, but we're going to have the site up this week, and we're going to live up here and deal with that in depth.
Definitely. If you want to contact Gil now, you can always hit us up again on www.MinneapolisMadDads.org. And that's our cue right there. So you can hit us up anytime, and you can contact Mad Dad. Gil, it's been a pleasure today to talk to you about this subject, because I feel like a lot of people are listening, and they are definitely being able to benefit from this topic here, because there are a lot of questions, there are a lot of issues that Christians go through today. You know, the devil don't have to worry about too many people that he already has a hold on. But those Christians, he's working overtime on them, especially during these times, you know what I mean? It's about to go down. We have only a few seconds. I'm going to go ahead and pray out, and we'll talk next week, next Tuesday at 1 o'clock here on Mad Dads Radio on blogtalkradio.com. Father God, thank you for having us to talk and reference you today, Lord, and about our issues that we go through from our adversaries, Father God. But we thank you for keeping us strong, Lord, and we thank you for having us to be strong under your will, Father God. And we know that we do everything under your will, and everything that you want us to do, it shall be done. In your son Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen.
All right. tune in next week, 1 o'clock Tuesday. Come to our meeting, and God bless.
God bless everybody.